Hello and welcome to Dyslexia Explored. Again, I'm Darius Nomdaron, your host, where we explore dyslexia in the teenage and tweenage years from lots of different perspectives by asking people what their story is and what they can share that might help parents, tutors, or even teenagers themselves with the challenges and opportunities of being dyslexic and hyper-creative. This week, we have a 16-year-old ambassador of Dyslexia Scotland present the second keynote speech to the Dyslexia Scotland Educational Conference in 2018. I recorded it. I was there. Rachel Miller addressed 150-plus educators in the room. She's given this presentation to schools and universities, covering a whole range of things from her journey of not managing to being identified, her mission to change the perception of dyslexia to a learning style, how she started a mind mapping club for 10-year-olds, her aspiration to be a teacher and pay it forward, all sorts of different tips and helps throughout this talk. I hope you enjoy it. This podcast is sponsored by DyslexiaProductivityCoaching.com, which helps you organize yourself creatively with a productivity system for Apple devices.
My name is Rachel, I'm 16 years old and dyslexic. I am also a Young Ambassador for Dyslexia Scotland. Young Ambassadors are a group of young people whose aim is to educate the public, teachers, and empower children and change people's thoughts on dyslexia. Today I'm going to talk to you about my journey, what is dyslexia, visual stress, positives of dyslexia, the things I find tricky, what can help, and resources and links. I'm going to share with you a piece of my own writing which sums up my journey with dyslexia so far. It's called You're Wonderful, Don't Forget It. I was an ordinary girl. I never stood out. I didn't like school. I didn't like reading. I didn't like writing. No one ever thought anything of it, except me. From a young age, school was never my strong point. I used to count the hours until it would be home time. I would count the days until the weekend. I would wake up in the morning not wanting to go. Not because I was bullied, not because I didn't have friends, but because the teacher didn't understand me. My parents asked repeatedly if I was dyslexic, but on each occasion were told absolutely not, as I was managing well in class. I was, however, identified with dyslexia at the age of 8. I was delighted, and school life instantly changed for the better. The answers to all my questions were finally given. All of a sudden I understood why I couldn't copy from the board, why I couldn't read as quickly as my friends, why I couldn't do my times tables, or remember less than instructions. And now I knew how to solve the problems that have been part of my life for so long. At this point, I think it's hugely important to point out that my dyslexia has huge benefits. I now know how my brain works, but unfortunately the one and only problem that still exists was that not all teachers understood my dyslexia. This made my life miserable. They made me stand up and recite times tables in front of the class. I was slower than everyone, and the numbers just fluttered out my brain. It's humiliating and embarrassing when you can't do it. Your heart rate quickens, your palms become sweaty, your brain goes blank, and you go into blind panic. You're self-conscious in front of your peers and feel different and ultimately stupid. Don't get me wrong, not all teachers are like this, and in some classrooms it felt as if my dyslexia didn't exist, as teachers just got it. Dyslexia made me a better person and the person I am today. I love the opportunities and gifts that dyslexia has given me. I have succeeded because I had supportive parents, and as Paul McNeil said during Dyslexia Awareness Week last year, Every child needs that one special person who's behind them. I have people who never gave up for me, and I want to be that person to the children in school today. The strategies that I have implemented during my school life allowed me to obtain A grades in my National 5 examinations, and I want to share these simple strategies with the teachers and children in school today. My mission as a young ambassador is to change the world's perception of dyslexia. I hope to empower children to embrace dyslexia and send the message that dyslexia is only a learning style, not a learning difficulty. Simple as that. I need them to believe that they are wonderful and it's wonderful to be dyslexic. I need them to believe that with hard work, they can succeed and be whoever they want to be. I've been spreading the positive word about dyslexia to children, teachers and student teachers. I've already presented to many children and teachers at various local primary schools. I presented to student teachers at several universities, and today I'm delighted to be speaking to you. I hope to help teachers understand dyslexia and make children's school experience better than mine. I hope to highlight the small strategies that teachers can implement to make the classroom a welcoming place for a child with dyslexia. I have been spreading positive word about dyslexia in my own school, and huge advances have been made since my identification. I have published articles in the school magazine, website and Facebook page. I presented at assemblies, spoken individually to children who are struggling with their dyslexia, and spoken to parents. We have set up a mind mapping and touch typing club, and are hoping to set up a lunchtime club for dyslexic children to raise positivity and share helpful hints and tips for use in class. Through my role as a young ambassador, I hope to change the life of the children who will follow me through school. When I leave school, I aspire to be a primary teacher. I want to make children's school experience better than mine. I hope that I can make the words low self-esteem, worry, and embarrassment have absolutely no connection to the word dyslexia. I want every classroom where everyone is understood, where every single pupil can be proud of who they are. I want classrooms where stress and upset does not exist. Classrooms full of children who want to be the very best they can, and where there are no barriers to reaching for the stars. Dyslexia has taught me so much about people in life and has opened doors to wonderful opportunities. It has shaped who I am. I'm determined because of it. I'm confident because of it. And a skill that would be invisible should not have it. I wouldn't change a single thing about dyslexia. I'm given the option, I grab it with both hands. Dyslexic people are wonderful. They are smart and inspirational. They are determined and innovative. They are hardworking and entrepreneurial. So now can you see why I am proud to be the one of the 10% of people in the UK with dyslexia. As I said, 1 in 10 people are dyslexic, although many think the number is higher. It often runs in families. My dad and sister are also dyslexic. It's lifelong and doesn't go away. Dyslexia can be finding it hard to read. It can be difficult to match sounds to the letters. You can lose your place easily, and a really frustrating one for me is you're concentrating so hard on the words in front of you that none of it makes sense. And don't even mention reading out loud in class. I panic at the thought of it. Spelling is very hard. I use technology to solve that problem. But please don't be mistaken. Dyslexia is not just about reading and writing. It can be really difficult to remember instructions and directions. Organising and remembering what to take to school can be a real challenge. So can timekeeping. For some dyslexics, things just escape from your mind. For example, it can be really difficult to add numbers together. You really need everything written down. So mental math is a no-no. Around 20% of people with dyslexia experience visual stress. Can you see how difficult it would be to read this? Here's another example. Visual stress can be helped by having coloured paper, coloured overlays, or coloured glasses. Here's how coloured overlays help. On the left, the words are muddled. On the right, with the overlay, the words are clear. Dyslexia has nothing to do with intelligence. Some of the most successful people are dyslexic. Being dyslexic is just a learning style, and it shouldn't be a barrier to success. It's as simple as that. People with dyslexia can be good at thinking up ideas. They often see the bigger picture. They can be brilliant at problem solving and fantastic and skilled at sport. They can have excellent communication skills. GCHQ, the UK Government Intelligence and Security Organisation, employ lots of people with dyslexia. In some jobs, it can be a real advantage. Over 50% of NASA employees are dyslexic. They are sought after because of their superb problem-solving skills. This needs no explanation from me. It speaks for itself. A marketing firm released a job advertisement that stipulates applicants must be dyslexic, as it only wants employees who think differently. The average features a photographer of the Apple co-founder, Steve Jobs, who was dyslexic, says, "We require people with unique minds, so only dyslexics like Steve should apply." Did you know that all these people are dyslexic? 40% of self-made millionaires are dyslexic, and I'm hoping to join the club.
No, exactly.
It's really important to remember that everyone with dyslexia is different. We all have different problems and stress. Remember that everyone with dyslexia is good at something, and that different things help different people. One size does not fit all. I have a long list of things I find tricky, but have strategies for them all. So, what can help? What has made school life manageable for me? And what has allowed me to succeed? I can read well now, I'm not fast, but so what? And I never, ever get asked to read aloud in class. I use text-to-speech technology, I sat my national bags and well set my highs using digital exam papers. I'm not a fan of reading, so use audiobooks for text for your reading in class. Spacing, coloured background, font size and type are crucial. More details can be found on Dyslexia Scotland's website. It's really important for me to get extra time to prepare and review my work and for exams. Words are difficult for me, So getting the topic vocabulary before they start the topic is really useful. Copying from the whiteboard is really tricky, and I'm slower than all my friends, which is really embarrassing. Also, when I get home, I only have half the work written down. So I don't copy. I use one of these. If the child does not have a device, it's important you give a printout of the whiteboard. Well, as I said, I use my iPad and spell check is a wonderful thing. I just use my iPad to upload my writing so I don't have to rub out and start again. If a child does not have a device, use Have a Go Writing, where spelling is not marked. When I was younger, I would use words like big instead of humongous because I did not want red pen all over my work. Please don't worry about neatness in writing. It's the content that counts. Starting a story is difficult for me, but if I was given a sentence starter and planned well, then I could do it. VCOP resources, word maps, and using Read-Write Goals were really helpful. If children are using technology, learning how to touch type as soon as possible is really important. If only he had used spell check. I use a calculator for maths, and when I was younger, a number square or multiplication square were really helpful. Having a calculator allowed me to progress with more complex stages of maths. A memory jogger book, including colour-coded worked examples, provided me with a visual reference and step-by-step guide. Getting additional formula for my NAT5 exam was so helpful. Remembering instructions can be very tricky. Add one new instruction and the first one just falls off the shelf. Break instructions down into small chunks. Let children take a photo or print them out. Make instructions short and clear. And it really helps when the teacher writes the instructions on the board. This also applies to PE. It's really important the PE teacher's told that the child is dyslexic. Too many instructions are given, too fast, resulting in lack of understanding, and then you cannot participate properly. I can't always think on the spot, so my teachers never ask me a question unless I put my hand up. It's important to give dyslexic children thinking time. I usually know the answer, but can't get it out quick enough. That's frustrating. The dreaded homework. This can cause a lot of stress. You've worked hard all day, you get home, and then there's more. Some tips that can help are allowing parents to scribe or dictate or use speech-to-text technology. Allow homework to be presented in various forms. For example, mind maps, drawings, and make homework relevant. Spelling words backwards was never my favourite. Mind maps have been particularly useful for me for both planning my story writing and revising for my National 5 exams. When story writing, it allowed me to plan and organise my thoughts clearly, and when revising, it takes the wordiness out and lets me focus on what I need to know. A printout or photo or email of homework so you can remember what to do is very helpful. It helps when a teacher understands dyslexia. Life is so much easier when teachers just get it. When I have the right teacher, only the positive aspects of my dyslexia exist. In my opinion, teachers should never say, listen more carefully. I promise, I'm already listening so carefully. Read it more carefully, the answer's right in front of you. I just can't see it. Hurry up! I honestly can't go any faster. You need to be a bit more careful. I am being super careful. Even a dyslexic child won the Burns competition. Of course a dyslexic child is capable of winning. You are a learning curve for me. That doesn't make me feel great. You can be a challenge to teach. Pay attention. The answer's right in front of you. You have not written much. I already know, and I am embarrassed. There is a reward for being first finished. I never got a reward. Come in at break and finish your work. My brain has worked so hard, I need a rest. You just need to try a wee bit harder. I truly can't try any harder, not even a wee bit. Dyslexia is only a visual problem. We all know that's not true. So, what can a teacher do to help? Have patience. Use different methods to teach. Dyslexic-friendly strategies benefit all learners. Listen to children and work alongside parents. This face always smiles at school, but my mum and dad know the real me. Allow time to prepare, either in class or at home. Boost confidence. Even one solo line in the school play can be fantastic. Capture and praise strengths. Sit dyslexic children with a supportive peer and children of the same academic ability. Let children present their work in various ways. A mind map or picture can hold as much information as a written passage. Keeping your classroom the same each day with resources in the same place makes the classroom an easier place to be. It frees up working memory and reduces stress. It's important for teachers to remember that there are usually many reasons for behavioural issues. Sometimes the "I don't care" attitude really means I'm really worried about what people think of me. You may recognise these behaviours. Perhaps you can visualise a pupil who becomes emotional or withdrawn when faced with a particular activity. For some, these frustrations lead to challenging behaviour. And always remember to ask the child what works for them. Here is what a girl called Ellie do to show how hard dyslexia makes her feel. But here's how Ellie feels when people understand her dyslexia. These useful links can be found in your pack. Dyslexia Scotland offer teachers help and advice. They have lots of information on their website. There's an area dedicated to teachers and a link to the Dyslexia Toolkit. They offer Open University online modules and they also have a helpline. The Young Ambassadors have set up a website dedicated to children and young people. Please take the time to explore these resources and share with your pupils. The Making Sense of You is also worth knowing about and can be found at the link on this slide. It is an important review of education for dyslexic children in Scotland. If you have any questions, please contact Cathy at Dyslexia Scotland, whose email is on the slide. Call Scotland Help Children to overcome disability and barriers to learning. They have been a super help to me and give great advice on technology and apps. They also provide courses and training for schools and teachers, and their webinars can be watched at your convenience. I would encourage you to use all the resources on the last few slides. They really do make a difference. I hope I have given you interview and insight into positives of dyslexia from a pupil's point of view, which will enable you to make your classroom a welcoming place for all children. I think dyslexia should be known as a learning style and not a learning difficulty. As if you teach in the way my brain learns, then nothing is difficult. Thank you for listening to me, and always remember, when we work as a team, anything is possible.
I hope you enjoyed that talk by Rachel. We've got another talk by her in the next episode where I speak to her one-to-one, interview her and her mum about her learning journey, especially about mind mapping, because she did a mind mapping course with me. And if you're interested in any of the links she's talked about here, go to the show notes, mindmapstudio.com or bulletmapstudio.com in the future, we're changing our name, /17. All you do is type in bulletmapstudio.com/17 and you'll have all of the links that she's talking about, links to Dyslexia Scotland, links to mind mapping, links to all sorts of things. Oh, and by the way, this episode was brought to you by Mind Map Studio, and we teach people how to use their creativity to optimize their dyslexic abilities by mind mapping, a specific form of mind mapping that we call the bullet map method. If you're interested, just click through. I hope you enjoyed this. See you later. This podcast is sponsored by dyslexiaproductivitycoaching.com. It's my day job when I'm not hosting this podcast. Tell me, do you know what you want to achieve in the workplace, but you're struggling with how to achieve it? Maybe you suspect some traits of dyslexia are getting in the way. Well, that's where Dyslexia Productivity Coaching comes in, because we give you a simple productivity system for your Apple devices that harnesses the creativity that comes with your dyslexia. It includes proven methods like note-taking, reminders, speech-to-text, mind mapping, and more, all tailored to your needs. It'll free up your time and help you achieve outstanding results. Book a complimentary call to discuss it with me, and if you do it soon, I may also be available to coach you personally via Zoom. So don't be shy, go to dyslexiaproductivitycoaching.com or swipe up and book it now.